Sometimes when it comes to ministry, there are those who say, we need to focus on compassion, people's practical, personal needs, their situations in life. And others say, we need to be the people who share about the way to peace with God through Jesus Christ. And I want you to see that we will never be the church that will pit those two against each other, because they're not pitted against each other in the person of Jesus. Jesus comes and he heals this man. Now, there has to be some balance here. You have to realize something here, and that is that there is a multitude of invalids, and Jesus heals one. Why? How could it be? Did he not have compassion on everybody else who's there by the side of the pool? Perhaps who had been waiting a very long time. Perhaps who were in something similar of a situation. But what we see in the scriptures, Jesus every now and then healing. It was just a small minority of people. And all of these, though, are pointing ahead to a time in which there will be no sickness, no sorrow. All of the effects of sin will be undone by the Son of Man. But we're not there yet. But there's these episodes, these little windows. And as Jesus is responding to an individual, it has implications for us all. But he doesn't say, I'm only interested in you stop sinning, that you would stop sinning. He also has compassion upon the man. But he also doesn't stop with that. But he goes and he talks to the man about his soul. And almost every time you have a healing in the Gospels, it's supporting something greater. Like the paralytic I already mentioned earlier, when he says to the man, son, your sins are forgiven. And we recognize that Jesus is the one who can forgive us our sins.